The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 666.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. Welcome to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to make money by being happy and get paid to be you. You can learn more about me at danawild.com. And by the way, side note, it's not lost on me that this is episode 666. How do I feel about that? I'm not sure. So, we're just going to put a pin in that and move on to the topic, because today we're going to talk about hiring a virtual assistant or not hiring a virtual assistant. What about that first VA? You know, sometimes I am out of my bubble and out in the real world, like in different groups on Facebook, and I forget all of these quote unquote normal entrepreneurs have these issues because they don't really understand brain training. They don't know about brain training. And so I saw this post, and I'm going to share what I saw, kind of paraphrase it, just in case you happen to have seen the same post. I don't want to necessarily call anybody out. But it really illustrates the difference between how the rest of the world has to live compared to how you can live when you're a brain trainer. So this person posted that the problem with their business is that they have a mindset trap. And the idea is that they have to do it alone, go their business alone, not hire somebody to help them. And they have a limiting belief that they can't hire somebody because it costs too much money. And they're afraid, of course, that if they hire somebody, it's going to cause them to spend all their money on the VA, and they're not going to be making money for themselves, or they're going to be spending money they don't have. And then they go on to say they need to just get over it and just hire the person, and they'll see that it was worth it, and then they'll stick with it, right? And then they'll quit doing these non-revenue generating activities, stop doing these kind of low-level tasks that don't make money or that this entrepreneur thinks that he or she shouldn't be doing. What's fun for me about reading a post like this and understanding it from a brain training standpoint is that most of the world doesn't understand that it makes no difference whether this person hires the VA or doesn't hire the VA. Because that's not really the problem here. The problem is the internal dialogue that's going on around hiring the VA or not hiring the VA. So think about all the stories that are going on as she's thinking about this decision. So she's thinking, well, I'm not making any money because I'm doing all these low-level tasks. Doing all these low-level tasks doesn't make me money. I would be doing better if I wasn't doing all these low-level tasks. I'm not hiring somebody because I've got a limiting belief that I'm not going to make any money, or I'm going to spend too much money if I hire somebody. I've got a limiting belief that I'm going to spend money I don't have. I've got a limiting belief that I'm not going to make more money to cover this. This is the block in my business. The block in my business is that I'm not hiring somebody, that I'm not hiring a VA. So just feel all those sentences I just said. You can just feel the heaviness behind that and the yuckiness behind that and the blockage behind that. So the block isn't the hiring of the VA. The block is the talking about the hiring of the VA being the block, right? We're down a rabbit hole now, aren't we? So the problem isn't whether I hire the VA or don't hire the VA. The problem is that I have got to talk about whatever situation I'm in now as though this situation is making me money. So the problem is not the problem. The problem is that I keep talking and thinking about the problem. The problem isn't that you've hired a VA and are doing low-level tasks. The problem is that you think that that decision and that path is the problem, the block to your success. So your reticular activating system, that's the part of the brain that is like a little matchmaker that lives in your head, and it listens to what you say and it matches up what you say. So it says, tell me what you want to see. Tell me the results you want to get. And what you're telling your brain with that story is you're saying, look, it, listen up, reticular activating system. Listen up, RAS. I just want to let you know that right now, I don't want to be making any money in my business. So make sure to match that up. And I'll tell you why. I don't want to make any money in my business because I've got this mental block. And the mental block I've got is that I haven't hired a VA. And I'm doing all these low-level tasks. So just in case you're not sure what to match up, match that up. That I'm not making any money. And here's the list of reasons why. Okay, thanks, brain. I'm glad you're on it. Now, silly, right? Do you see how crazy this is that we do this? And we all do it. We all do it in some form or another. You know, I have people who are following the Mind Aware and they're making $1 million a year and their block is to making $5 million or $10 million. So we all have something that we are doing or saying that is maybe not benefiting us 100%. So the story has to change. That is a must. If you want to get a different result, you must change the story. And should you change the story that you're ready to hire a VA and that you pulled the trigger and it was the right thing to do and you can afford it? Or should you change the story to say that you're making money even though you're doing these tasks? And the correct answer is, it doesn't matter. Either one, whichever one you want to do. How do you know which one is the right story to start telling? How do you know which path is the right thing to start matching up? Because either one will bring you money. So you can tell the story that I never hired somebody and I'm still making money hand over fist, or you can tell the story that I hired somebody and I'm making money hand over fist. Makes no difference which story you tell, because your brain will match up either. So which one should you choose? Here's how you choose. Which one's the easier story to tell? Because you will see that one of them, one of those two paths is going to be a little easier for you to believe. And whichever one's the easier one to believe, whichever one is feels like the easier story to tell, tell that one. Makes no difference. Take the path of least resistance. That's the way to do it. So change the story. Let's say you change the story that you're ready to hire somebody. You're ready to get a VA. So you might try some sentences on that sound like this. Okay, I like being a brain trainer. I like knowing that I can train my brain and that my brain will match up what I think about. I like thinking new thoughts. I like focusing on new thoughts in my head. I like the idea that I'm going to find the right person. I like the idea that I can do this easily. And I'll know the right person when I see them. And I'll be able to do this with an easy transition. And I'll find systems that work for me. And I'll have somebody who starts and I'll be able to tell immediately it's the right person. And I'll just know because I can trust my intuition. And I feel good about making this decision. And I feel good about moving forward in this direction. And I like the idea of the sifting and sorting and looking for somebody. And I like the idea of trying out a few different people and trying a few smaller projects to see how this works. And this will be fun for me. This is my new fun adventure. And I like this new fun adventure called I'm looking for my first VA. It's going to be fun and exciting. And that's neat. I like that I'm ready for this. And this is the next logical step in my business. It feels like the next logical step in my business. And so I'm going to make it fun. Fun, light, and easy. That's the way. Okay, if you decide you don't want to hire a VA right now, then You tell the story, I like being a brain trainer. It's good to be a brain trainer. I like the idea that my thoughts are matching up. I like the idea that whatever I think, my brain is on board with me. I love the idea that when I'm doing these smaller tasks, these more administrative tasks, that this is almost like meditation for me. And it's the time that my brain can relax and my new ideas come. I like that I'm not always 100% having to be on and that I can do these smaller things. I like that it's about my attitude toward these smaller things and these tasks that I do. I love the feeling I get by being 100% independent and being able to do all these things myself. I love learning about the new things. I love trying new things, and it's fun to do. I love that my business is not built by my action, but by the way I think. And I can see with every time I click and point and copy and paste, I think of each one of those click and point and copy and paste as a mantra. And I say my mantra as I do it. And I train my brain and I allow the money to flow. I love how all of these tasks support my business. Everything I do in my business allows more and more money to flow. It's so good to understand how money flows and what brain training is all about. So you can tell either story, it makes no difference, and your brain will match it up. Okay? Now, side note, some of you I know. You're like, look, I really do just want to hire the VA, but I don't know the next steps. What do I do? How do I actually pick this person? Where do I find this person? How do I know which task to give them? All of that kind of thing. I know this is important to you. So because of that, I am going to do the next episode. So listen into the next episode, and I will talk about how to hire your first person. Just some tips that have worked for me. Because I've got a really good team, and I'll just tell you kind of the things that I did to find them, and I'm sure you can replicate it, okay? But I didn't want this episode to be about that. I wanted this episode to help you understand the mindset behind what you're thinking, because here's the reality. Before you hire anybody, before you go get that person, shift your mindset. Because if you don't, you're going to bring that same crappy mindset that says, oh my God, I need to hire somebody because my business is going to go down the tubes because I'm doing all this crappy stuff. That's the mindset you're going to bring to finding somebody to work for you. So don't do it. Get your mindset right. Get your mindset right. Either story, whichever you practice. So either story, you could do something like this. I like being a brain trainer. I like knowing that I can think positive thoughts. I'm not sure if I'm going to hire somebody or not right now, but I'll know when the time is right. And I love that in the meantime, I enjoy my business. I love knowing that the less I work, the more I make, and I can make money through mindset rather than through my action. In fact, that's the only way to make money is by thinking different thoughts. I love the idea of feeling fun, light, and easy and allowing more into my business. I love the idea of doing actions with my full love and attention. I love giving my full love and attention to the things I do, and it makes no difference what I do. Yeah, this is how we do it. Think positive thoughts, feel good, allow the energy shift, allow those emotions to shift, because when you do that, you're thinking with your best brain, you're showing up as your best self, you're making the best decisions, and you're taking the next best step in your business. Oh yeah, you got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.